我们先一起读中文，然后再一起读英文。我们从
Chinese first, and then English.
我们从书卷名开始读，请诗篇127篇1-5节，所罗门上行之诗。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。 Now let's read in English.
Psalm 125:7, verse 1-5. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain in building. Unless the Lord guard the city, the watchmen stay in wait in vain. It is in vain for you to rest up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For Saul, he gave his beloved sleep. Behold, the children are the heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is the reward. Like sorrow in a band of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemy in the gate.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
大家请坐。
Sit down.
愿神祝福每一位共读他话语的人。我们今天的题目叫做生命不枉然。
The topic today is life is not in vain.
上个礼拜在德恩堂讲这篇信息的时候用了另外一个题目。
Sometimes we use a different topic.
我们知道诗篇一共有150篇。
The book of Psalm has 150 songs.
那么在这150篇当中只有2篇著名是所罗门所写的。
The only famous songs are written by King Solomon.
诗篇72篇是所罗门王的一个祷告。
The song 72 is a prayer from King Solomon.
刚才我们所读的诗篇127篇是所罗门王所写的上行之诗。
Right now we read the song of 127 is the song of ascending written by King Solomon.
在圣经当中一共有15篇上行之诗。
There are only 15 song of ascending in the song.
那么这个上行之诗呢，指的是以色列人全家往耶路撒冷登锡安山去圣殿敬拜神的时候所唱的诗歌。
The song of ascending is the Israelites song during their homehold, going up to Mount Zion and to worship God in the temple.
当然也有一种解释认为是上圣殿的台阶，每一上一步来唱一节这个诗歌。
The other explanation is that the way to the temple is 15 stages. Every stage they sing a different song.
那以色列人一年三节去耶路撒冷敬拜神呢，一定是成群结队的，一家一家的这样来呀，我们来登耶和华的山去敬拜。
So when Israelites when they went up to the hill to worship God, so it must be a group and a homehold.
那我们知道所罗门王呢有三件事情是最出名的。
There are three different things that make King Solomon famous.
第一个当然就是他建造圣殿。
The first one is he built the temple.
他的爸爸不被允许建造圣殿，大卫王不能够建造圣殿。
His father, King David, could not build the temple.
因为流人血太多。
Because so much difficult.
那所罗门王不单建造圣殿，第二件事情，他是蛮有智慧。
Not only build the temple, but also full of wisdom in King Solomon.
诗篇当中明讲，只有两首诗歌是他所写。
In Psalm, only two songs written by King Solomon.
但是圣经当中有另外几卷书，我们知道是所罗门所写的。考考大家啊。
In Old Testament, we know that one book is written by Solomon. That is Exodus, Exodus.
有哪几卷这个书啊？是他所写，或者主要是他写的？
So what is
Song of Songs 啊，我听到了。
Yeah.
啊，雅歌，还有呢，传道书啊 ，Ecclesiastes。
Yeah.
还有
什么？
箴言 Proverbs。
And the Proverbs。
那这几卷书里面都讲到，给我们看到所罗门王那种的大的智慧。
So from this book we can see the great wisdom from King Solomon.
箴言不用说了 ，Proverbs 对不对？箴言这本身就是讲智慧的话语。
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, we see so much in Proverbs.
那么这个 Song of Songs 这个雅歌当中啊，出现了许许多多的不同的这个植物、动物的种类啊，让人知道这个作者一定是位博物学家。
So in the Song of Songs, you know, we see many species of the plants. We just lead us to understand that the author can be very, very profound learnings.
那么在这个传道书当中，他主要讲什么
？And from Proverb, what he exhibits from it?
跟我们今天的诗篇127篇有密切关系。
So it is a concordance with the Psalm 127 we will learn today.
传道书我们出去看的时候，好像觉得它比较负面，有没有
？Yeah, the Proverb we may think that is negative.
啊，但是实际上到最后看到它那个画龙点睛之笔，总意就是要敬畏神。哇，一下明白了。
But every word from the Proverb it shows the his worship, his respect of God.
原来敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端啊。
Yeah,
the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. 啊，那么第三点，所罗门王还有一个特点。
The third one, King Solomon famous.
他非常的富有啊。
Yeah, very very wealthy.
在他统治以色列的期间，这个国土四境平安。这个国家非常的繁荣昌盛，所以所罗门王啊，是又有智慧又富有，然后各地的这些君王君主都来结交他。
Yeah, during his reign over the Israel, it was very peaceful and prosperous Israel country, and all the kings from other countries came to come to visit and to absorb the wisdom from him.
这样一位伟大的所罗门王，刚才我们提到，他其实写的传道书中不断重复一句话是什么？虚空的虚空啊！大家一读圣经都记得这个，虚空的虚空。
Yeah, such a great and wisdom a king from his power to be we learn the most of the word is the vanity of vanities.
我记得我以前在我自己还在读神学，在学生团去服侍的时候。I was in seminary and I was serving in a student fellowship.
Yeah.
那个时候呢，我们有一位弟兄是从台湾来的。
So you know what the service you know, we had a brother.
这个从台湾来的这位弟兄呢，他就给我讲，他说他们以前在台湾学校里面这个都是好多基督徒，然后团契当中大家就不断的说一到考试就说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Yeah, the brother who originally from Taiwan told me that, you know, whenever they have the test, the examination, they told me that is everything is vanity, vanity of vanities.
著书多没有穷尽，读书多身体疲倦，这是对学生们啊，当然他是开玩笑。
Yeah, it's about students.
那么在这里面的所讲的这个虚空的虚空，这个虚空这个字。
So here, the vanity of vanities is about.
就是诗篇一百二十七篇当中这个枉然。
Yeah, it's the Psalm 127.
那不单是这一点，而且所罗门王最有名的这三点，建造圣殿、满有智慧、极其富有，实际上都能从诗篇一百二十七篇当中能够看出来。
We can see all the three famous things for King Solomon. It's wisdom, it's wealthy, it is a build a temple.
那我们就来，今天我们就来思想，而且我们主要从这个第三点，我们来从第三节我们来思想所罗门王在诗篇一百二十七篇当中，不但是对神的敬拜，而且所体现出来的这样的智慧。
Yeah, we think focus on the words three that what thinking, what the thought from King Solomon we can learn from.
第一节，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然尽心。
The verse one says, "Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guard the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain."
那在这个地方，所罗门王他没有说，若不是耶和华许可你建造。
Here, King Solomon didn't say, "Lord allow you to build," but the Lord builds himself.
耶和华建造。他亲自来建造。
Our Lord built personal.
我们不要搞错了，所罗门王他成就了极其伟大的建筑。
So although King Solomon accomplished the great building,
伟大的圣殿
，a great achievement,
他能够调动全国的财富。
Yeah, for the whole country come here worship God.
请来许多的能工巧匠
a lot of architects and builders of that time
甚至外邦的国家那些不信神的国家的国王都来参与帮助建造圣殿
even the foreign artists and architecture builders came here to help
但是所罗门王在这一点上他意识非常的清醒
and so King Solomon is very clear in mind on this point
他说建造的人他并没有否定人要去做建造的工作
He did not deny the work of human
但是他说建造的人你要小心
the builders should be careful
你做的很可能是枉然是虚空
It is very likely everything can be in vain
若不是耶和华建造
If not God, a Lord who built himself
同样我们看守一个城池也是如此
Similarly, if we are a guard a city, that's the same thing
我们的铜墙铁壁千军万马并不能够成为我们的夸耀
Yeah, our wall, our solid wall, our soldiers, a brave soldier cannot be our pride
若不是神亲自来看守看守的人就枉然警醒
Unless GodHimself guard the city. Everything is in vain.
这是英国的一个很古老的城市，叫做爱丁堡。
In England, there's a very ancient city, a very old city called Edinburgh.
那这是爱丁堡城的城徽。
So the city's coat of arms for the city.
在这个图片当中可能大家看的不是非常清楚在底下啊，像缎带一样那个缎带上面刻了一句的拉丁文
You can see clearly beneath the art of arms there's there's a carve of sentence in Latin
那么这句拉丁文说 Nisi Dominus Frustra
Yeah, the meaning of Latin is
Except the LordIn vain,
except the Lord in vain.
So, 就是、
yeah, unless the Lord take care of you, everything is in vain.
就是诗篇一百二十七篇第一节把它的意思浓缩起来，用拉丁文表示出来的。
It is a concentration of the verse one of Psalm 127.
翻译成中文可以说：若无上主，皆枉然。
In Chinese, 若无上主，皆枉然。
Very good. 那其实不单是爱丁堡啊，以这句话作为成徽，各地很多古老的建筑上呢，都刻有这句话。
Not only Edinburgh in England, but many cities around the world use these words, except the lords in Wayne.
很多的市政厅
，every city hall，
大学
，universities，
甚至一些古老的居家的建筑，在这个门楣上面都刻着这句话。
And very ancient houses，
一个教会或者家庭的建造也是这样的。
A church or family is building is same as this.
我们教会今年的主题就是建造教会。
Our subject of building this church is called is building our church.
这也是神给我们教会的这个使命五句话当中的一句话。
It is one of the mission God gave to this our church.
耶稣说我要将我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus said, "We will build my church on the cornerstone."
在今天这样一个弯曲背背的时代当中，神极其的看重他的教会。
In the core of the evil time, so we even understand more clearly of this how we built the church in our cornerstone.
是的，我们要建造教会，但是一个教会最看重的到底是什么
？So we build a church. What do we see for the church? The numbers or
是聚会的人数？
The numbers of people gathering here
是奉献的数字吗
？And offerings.
今天很多教会办教会像办公司差不多。
Yeah, a lot of churches nowadays they run a church as if they run a business.
也是讲业绩的，你知道吧
？Yeah, it's like a profit driven.
然后请来一个牧师，就请来个 CEO。
Yeah, they hired the priest and like a CEO.
多年以前，我曾经真的听到有一位牧师说，他说我是 CEO 型的牧师。
And I heard one pastor said, you know, I am the CEO type of pastor.
不是说聚会人数不重要，弟兄姊妹千万不要搞错了。圣经当中也有讲到《使徒行传》，对不对？使徒意思讲到三千人信主，五千人信主。
It's not mean that the number of people is not important. Like the Act also says that you know 5,000 people get into the name of God.
不是奉献数字不重要。
Not only they are not, it's not the offering number is not important.
有人做过统计，在福音书当中，主耶稣每六句话当中就一句话跟钱有关系。
Somebody did a statistical analysis that you know, every six sentences from Jesus, one related with money.
但是若是我们单单只是关注这个人数，只是关注这些数字，好像是我们在世界上面建立这个业绩，那就大错特错了。
Yeah, if we only concern about these numbers, the achievement on this number, that is totally wrong.
一个教会可以用各种各样的方式，甚至你可以说手段，让这个教会的人数增加，奉献数字增加。
Yeah, in a church, we have many different approaches to make the people number rise and the offering number rise.
那反过来，如果要是我们做的事情，我们所讲的信息，如果会影响到聚会人数，影响到奉献数字，我们是不是就不要去讲了？
In contrast, if the information, our message we talk about around here can affect the number of people and a number of offering, shall we do that?
我曾经在纽约市一个神学院去修过一门暑期的课程。
So I took a course in University of New York for the mathematics.
那么我在这个院长的家里面，我们就住了一个礼拜的时间。这个院长也是教会的主任牧师。
So I lived with
a family of the college dean.
那么这个他们在唐人街那边呢做服饰，那里流动性很大，而且有很多从国内来的新移民，甚至是一些偷渡的来到美国的人。
Yeah, he served in the Chinatown, so where you know that the rotation of people is very frequent, come and go.
就是牧师服饰非常的摆上，师母也是非常的爱主，一家人这样摆上。
So the pastors work very, very hard in the Chinatown church.
这么一个周末有六堂的主日敬拜。
Yeah, and you know, one week they have six different water service.
甚至还有专门为温州人，因为很多这个从温州来的要讲温州话的这样的一个温州语的崇拜。
Yeah, they even have a service for the declaration of Wenzhou because too many people were from Wenzhou province.
然后有一次那个师母，我在他们家每天一起吃晚饭嘛，然后就聊起来，师母就说有一次他和长岛的一个就是中产阶级聚居区的一个牧师在那里有个对话。
So the pastor's wife ever talked about dialogue with the brothers sisters for in Long Island.
那他说那个牧师就跟他讲。
The pastor told him.
他说你们一个礼拜有六堂的聚会。
You have six services in one week.
我们主日上午就一堂的聚会。
We have only one in the morning of Sunday.
然后你们收的奉献和我们收的奉献是差不多的。
So your offering a number is almost the same as ours.
你何苦来呢？
Why you do that?
那师母说，他们不明白。
The pastor wife said, it's just for worship.
一个教会最看重的还不单单只是聚会的人数或者奉献的数字。
So in the church, not only we can sin about the number of people.
我们是不是坐在神的心意里面？
It is about whether we worship in the heart of God.
是不是坚定的倚靠主？
We really stand steady in the Lord.
传讲神的真理。
And the propaganda.And this information, the message for God.
让主得到一切的荣耀。家不仅仅是房子、住所，更是家庭和家人。
The house, not only the house, even the home, but the family, the household.
就像我们去买房，大家都早晚，或者说如果你还没有买房，早晚啊，我们的年轻的弟兄姊妹，当你去买房的时候，你注意到这个经纪人啊，或者他帮你打广告啊，我们都不说这个叫做 house purchase， 一定要说什么 home purchase， 是不是啊
？So sooner or later you will buy house or you buy some other house, and you notice that the realtor advertise.The house, not the house. They say this is home.
如果要是我们买一个 house， 哎，你这是投资，这个可能是另说啊。投资这是 house， 但是你自己住的一定是 home。
Yeah, the.
那你搬家的时候，乔迁新喜，有一句话叫什么？什么 sweet 什么 ？Home, sweet home。有说 house sweet house 的吗？没有这么说的，一定说 home sweet home。这个点不用翻，大家都应该能听得懂哈。2000年的时候，这说起来都21年以前了。2000年的时候出了一个电影叫做 The Family Man， 有人看过吗
？In the year of 2000, we had a movie called The Family Man。
这个电影呢，虽然是好莱坞拍的，还是这个值得看一看啊。它是真的是讲到家庭。
It's a valuable movie made by Hollywood.
那就演这个演员呢，他本来是一个在纽约市啊，华尔街还是什么，就是搞这个投资，然后赚很多钱的这么一个人。
The two actors were actually from Wall Street. They made a lot of money in New York.
然而他的生活也是一团糟。
So their life actually were in chaos.
然后呢突然好像就一个神迹发生在他的身上啊，这个电影稍微有一点点的这个科幻啊。那么呢他就跑到了 New Jersey， 跑到了一个很普普通通的一个家庭当中，成了这个家里的男主人。
Yeah, it's a miracle happened to them. Yeah, they went to New Jersey for a different job career.
然后他就在那里去做这个一个做汽车 dealer 的生意，汽车买卖的生意。
Yeah, they actually changed their career to work as car dealers.
那长话短说，哎，他就很不适应啊，然后他就想办法又回到这个华尔街，又找了一个这种赚大钱的生意。
They were so it's not comfortable for them to do the car dealer work. They decided to return to Wall Street and do something else.
那赚了很多钱，然后就在这个纽约那边呢，就纽约市里面就有一个大房子。
So they made a lot of money and bought a big house in New York City.
然后就把他的这个太太啊，就是改变身份以后的啊，这个太太，然后请去给他看这个房子。
Yeah, the wife changed the identity to see the house.
然后他先说啊，你闭着眼，然后睁眼，突然一看周围啊，他太太讲了一句话啊，我到现在我都记得那个台词。
So when he looked around, he said one sentence I still remember clearly right now.
啊，他以为他太太会说哇，太漂亮了，太棒了。
It's so beautiful, so wonderful.
他太太说。这不是房子，这是个博物馆。
So, the wife said, "It's not a house, it's a museum."
It's like a museum. 他说，我不要住在这里，我还是要回到我们自己的那个家里去。
I don't want to be here. I want to go back to my home.
这个情节真是蛮好的，我觉得。
This scenery is so wonderful, so good.
到底什么是一个真正的家？
So what is the home or house?
对我们基督徒来说，更往前进一步的。
For Christians, so we move forward one step more.
不单是家人彼此相爱。
Not only in a home we love each other.
家里面有温暖有关怀。
We have wife and the children.
前不久我们去年在看约书亚记的时候，约书亚记第24章第15节，约书亚讲，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Yeah, Joshua 24:15. So the whole family should serve our Lord Jehovah.
若不是耶和华，一切都是枉然。
If it's not Lord, everything is in vain.
下面第二节，你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然，为耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
It is when for you to rest early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gave his beloved sleep.
问一个问题，我们到底为何辛苦，为何忙？
We should ask ourselves why, for what is the value for laboring and busy?
生活确实是很不容易。
Life is not easy.
清晨早起啊，夜晚安歇，每天劳碌。
We get up early and stay late.
我很喜欢讲一个故事，是多年以前听这个一位老牧师沈保罗牧师讲的。
I tell a story that I learned from an old pastor many years ago.
可能在我们教会某些聚会福音聚会当中已经讲过这个故事。
Very influential.
他说他们在这个香港去挨家挨户敲门，请大家来听布道会。
Yeah. He knocked the door in Hong Kong to ask him to attend the church.
因为这个教会呢也在这个大楼里面，就在某一层。
So the church is within the big building, this one room.
那么这个挨家挨户敲门，敲到某一家呢，不是主人，而是这家的女佣开门。
So when he locked the door, it's not the master, it is the waitress.
那么这个女佣就说啊，主人不在呀，你走吧，然后就要关门。
The maitress asked him to go away because her master is not home.
什么是说今天晚上我们有这个布道会，你来听福音呢？
So we have a gospel service tonight. We invite you to come here.
这个女佣就说没时间呐。
The maid said, I don't have time.
你知道这个传道人请人来听福音啊，这个没时间这句话呀，听得耳朵都能磨出茧子来。
Yeah, the missionary always hear the, such answer.
所以这个去打麻将有时间，去做这个有时间，做那个有时间，一听福音没时间。
Yeah, they play all games and everything else. They have time. If you want to hear the gospel information, they don't have time.
然后沈牧师就问他了。说那你没时间你忙着做什么
you ask, if you do not have time, what do you do with your time?
所以忙着做工啊。
I work.
他继续问，那你做工是为了什么呀？
Why do you work?
做工为了吃饭啊。
For meal.
那你吃饭是为了什么呀？
So, what do you eat for?
我吃饭是为了做工啊。
I eat for work.
就是什么时候我就这样来回问了他几次，他开始都没有意识到。
So back and forth, you know, they answer this way.
做工是为吃饭，吃饭为了做工，然后问了几次以后
work for eat, eat for work.
突然这位女佣她醒悟过来了。
And suddenly they are awake.
用这个广东话我是不会学，用广东话说了一句，说先生晚上我来。
He realized the
maid servant suddenly realized and answered, "Sir, I'm coming tonight. 晚上我来，来听福音。我们的劳碌，我们的安息。
Well, our work, our rest.
今天的人啊，是平时犯困，晚上睡不着觉。
Yeah. So, nowadays the people are.Tired during the day and sleep this night.
在1960年的时候，60年以前
1960s.
美国人平均睡眠时间啊，是在7-8.5 hours之间。
At that time, the average sleep time for the American is about 7-8 hours.
但是今天50%的人，他们平均还不到7的睡眠。
And 50% of people are nowadays sleep less than 7 hours.
我跟你说，这还是跟1960年比。然后还有另外一组数据，跟1900年比更可怕。
So the year by year it's just getting worse.
那时候人更是日出而作，日落而息，睡到自然醒。
So in the past,
羡慕羡慕。
Yeah, in the past we know that we get up in the sunrise and we get sleep in sunset.
08年有人做过一个调查。
In 2008, we have survey on the hand.
三个美国人当中就有一个，他们这么说。
So one out of the three Americans say that they get a good night's sleep and only a few nights in months or less.
就在这么一个月当中，大概只能够有那么几天的时间啊，能够睡得比较的好。
Only a few nights they sleep a little well in the whole month.
请大家一定理解，我绝不是说晚上睡不着觉，我有这个失眠的问题，我就一定是这个灵命软弱犯罪，不是这个意思。
Yeah, I don't mean that you know a bad sleep in night is a sin, is a serious problem spiritually.
今天整个这个时代，这个社会，这个世界是一个越来越充满了压力啊，就这样一个时代和世界。
So this time, this century, we have more and more pressures. That is a symbol of this time.
节奏越来越快，我们要做的事情越来越多。
And the rhythm of work is faster and faster, and the sleep time is and short and short.
在这样一个滚滚的大潮当中，好像我们每个人都不自觉地都卷了进去。
So everybody unconsciously get into this refuge.
常常我们想停都停不下来。
Yeah, cannot be peaceful. Enjoy peace.
我们在高速公路上开车的时候
，when
we drive on the highway.
Yeah, we drive car here.
啊，那么在这个高速公路上开车呢，有的时候你开着车啊。反正我和大家不一样哈，你们开车都开得很好，我开车容易犯困啊， 开着开着就突然就感觉，哎，好像这个车有点偏了。我怎么知道偏了呢？就突然听到一个声音，呜呜呜呜，很大的这个摩擦的噪音。
Yeah, whenever, so I did a lot. I don't know, you guys. So when we drive, sometimes, you know, suddenly the car shifts to the side and make a lot of noise, with the rod, the bounce sound.
因为这个路边呢，它用这个机器打出一道一道的这个棱来啊。如果你的轮胎一压到上面去，它就会产生噪音来提醒你，是吧？我们都知道有这个东西，大家大概开车都压到过。
Yeah, we know the highway, you know, on the sides, the machine made the pump, bump. So whenever you shift sides, you know, they make noise to warm you.
这时候本来已经累得不得了，困得不得了，一下就惊醒了，是不是？
So even so we are so tired of driving. So whenever the car put aside to make noise, you get alarm.
没有人收到这么一个警讯以后还继续，哎，我继续睡了，没有关系，那就出车祸了。
So you without this alarm from the bumper noise, so you may go further a ray to get an accident.
那这时候怎么样呢？得到一个提醒，赶快的找一个休息站下来。休息休息，啊，好好的打个盹儿，恢复精力。
If this happened, you know you should pull out of the car into a rest area and take a nap, a good nap before you drive again.
这是短时间的。
This is a short time.
还有一点更重要的。
The more important.
有时候我们要开到休息站，在这个滚滚的车流当中就跟着开呀开呀。我们需要下来看看我的地图，检查检查。现在我们叫不是地图了，现在 GPS。
Yeah, more importantly, in a long distance drive, sometimes we stop and check for the map to see our the general direction is correct or not.
我们到底是在往哪里走
？And where are we going?
这个目标对不对
？Is the destination is correct or not?
如果方向道路选错了，你走得越快，走得越远越麻烦。
If the direction is wrong, it is even worse. You drive fast, you drive wronger.
那最后真是就是两个字，那叫做枉然。
That is the right word, in vain.
我们继续往下看。
Let's go ahead.
第三节，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的。赏赐。
The third verse, behold, children are the heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward.
那在这个希伯来文当中啊，这三个字哈，儿子、女儿还有房屋，实际上都来自同一个字根。这个字根呢，就是建造。
So in Hebrew language, so the son, the daughter, the build, came from the same.Root is called build.
所以实际上所罗门王所写的这个上行之诗，它里面稍微有一点叫英文的 play with words.
Yeah, the song of ascending from Song Solomon is called
就 play with 就是这个文字的一个游戏啊。
Oh, the game of
words. 巧妙使用啊。所以他前面讲到这个房屋，讲到城池，然后后面就讲到什么？讲到我们个人的生命，然后讲到我们的家庭，儿子、女儿。
So that is why following the building is followed by the family or home or family and our homehold in the life.
我们的建造
，build，
儿女是神所赐的宝贵的产业。
Children are the heritage from the Lord, and fruit are one is a reward.
很多时候，不管是中文的翻译还是英文的翻译 ，heritage from the Lord 容易让我们有产生一个误解。
So not only the Chinese language or English is called heritage.
好像就是这个儿女呢是神赐给我，然后我就拥有了这份的产业，啊，容易产生这样的一个理解，对不对
？Yeah, we may misunderstand. You know the children are the heritage or the property that God given to me myself.
实际上，更准确的翻译是儿女是耶和华的产业，赐给我们，让我们去替他照管，但是主权在神。
The more accurate translation is that the children of heritage of lords, and it's given to us for us to take care of them.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
下面我们要继续一个话题。
We continue another topic.
在几个礼拜以前曾经和大家分享过。
Several weeks ago, I talked about this topic.
最近在美国的社会政治生活当中发生了一件影响意义深远的大事。
So in the American society, this happens a very significant, important event months ago.
那我们基督徒为之欢欣鼓舞感恩，但是主流媒体和世俗的理论啊，那些大公司、其他的力量的竭力的反抗、诋毁这个重大的决定。
Our Christians are very joyful and thankful for this event, and but the mainstream media, the companies, and the secular world are doing.All they could to attack the system. They are not happy.
上个礼拜六，他们在美国全国发动了600多场的这个抗议，抗议德州所通过的这个法案。
Yeah, there were more than 600 contests around the United States to fight against this the pass of this act.
虽然美国最高法院判决已经支持德州的心跳法案，但是就在刚过去的这个礼拜，又是有那些。极端左派的法官阻挠这个法案的实行。
Although it's passed as a law, but as late as last week, some of the extreme leftist circuit court members also fight against it. And again,
德州州长签署了这个心跳法案，宣布婴儿有心跳，一般是从第六个礼拜开始。啊，以后的这个堕胎都是非法。
Yeah, the governor correct Abbott. Yeah, they signed into the law of the law is called the Heartbeat Act. So,
这是维护生命运动一个非常伟大的胜利。
It is a very important victory of the heartbeat for the children for the
pro-life movement.
Yeah, for the.
那么德州州长在签署法案的时候讲了这样一段话。
So the governor of Texas called Greg Abbott said that
our Creator endowed us with a right to life, and yet millions of children are lose their right to life every year because of abortion.
Yeah.
他说，我就直接来翻译就好了啊。他说，我们的造物主。给我们每一个人一个生命的权利，但是每年有百万的孩子，他们因为堕胎而失去这样生命的权利。他就是在签这个法案的时候所讲的话。他说，我们的这个立法机关啊，是一起，而且不单是共和党，还包括有一些的民主党员啊，他们都联合起来来推动啊，通过这样一个法案。
So the legislation passed, you know, it's not only the Republican, but also Democrats. It's bipartisan. So you work together to pass this law.
To sign that ensures that the life of 来保证每一个还没有出生的孩子的生命啊，只要是有心跳的，都能够被保护，免受堕胎的伤害。
The law protects every case before they are born. To protect their life, their right of living from the abortion.
现在就在这个时候，在美国，这还是一件非常非常被人所关注的，而且两方在激烈争斗的这样一个焦点。
So this is a very conflictive decision at the time in the United States. Serious conflicts.
上次我和大家分享过，在我们华人教会当中，关于堕胎的问题，我们很少去讲。
So in our Chinese community or even the Chinese church, we are not sensitive for the abortion.
虽然我们政治正确，说起来我们反对同性恋，反对堕胎。
Although we claim that we disagree with the abortion, we do not disagree with the monosex.
但是说到同性恋的问题，我们常常去讲啊，这个违背我们中国人的传统的啊这个价值的观念，违背天理人伦，这个是不对的，我们常常去讲。
Yeah, we are really confirmed that you know, the monosexual is against our traditional Chinese culture.
但是对堕胎的问题，我们这里有顾忌，那里有顾忌。
So when I mentioned about abortion, so we have you know, concerns about this, about that.
我们到底为什么这样去做？
Why is that?
圣经清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible says it's clear.
诗人说，我的肺腑是你所造的。我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时，我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。因为时间的关系，我们就不读英文了。约伯记三十一章第十五节，造我在腹中的不也是造他吗？将他与我揣在腹中的岂不是一位吗？耶利米书第一章第五节，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母腹，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。出埃及记第二十章十节当中讲得更清楚，不可杀人，那是生命。
For life.
并不是买 body 买 choice。
It's not buying a house by home。
最近他们又在那里举起牌子来了。前一段不提这个话，买 body 买 choice， 现在又举起来了。啊，我的身体我的选择。
Yep.
这不是啊。
It rests on your size and it's my life, my selection。
那是另一个 body。
Yeah, it's body。
那不同的 DNA。
It's different DNA。
不同的血型
a different blood serotype,
另一个心跳
a different heartbeat,
另一个灵魂
another spirit.
我在这里讲的时候，我知道在我们的华人教会当中，对有些人可能这是一个敏感的话题。
Yeah, in a different church, you know, it happens a lot.
我也和大家分享。实际上在美国这个支持生命运动当中最勇敢的那些斗士，是一些曾经自己有堕胎经历的女士姐妹勇敢地站出来。
So in the pro-life movement, the best fighter against abortion are those who have experienced abortion.
我自己并不是站着说话不腰疼，实际上这是一个很私人的事情，但是我告诉大家，我跟我太太在国内，我们刚结婚那时候不认识主，实际上我们现在才知道我们用过不应该用的这个避孕药。
So it's actually a very private secret. So my wife and I, you know, in China, so you know, we have such experience.
来到美国这个社会当中才知道，生命是从胚胎就开始的，即使是毁掉一个胚胎也是不应该的。
So once we get into this society, United States, we realize that even from the embryo, this is life.
但同时，弟兄姊妹，我们知道，在我们的主里面，他有极丰富的赦罪之恩怜悯。只要我们肯来到他的面前，我们也一定要来到他的面前，得到赦免，得到重建。
So brothers and sisters, you know, we have the right to come in front of Jesus Christ. You know, we.
到最后我会给大家看一段视频，你看完那个视频就明白了。
We get forgiving.
利未记第十八章第二十一节。
Leviticus 18:24.
不可使你的儿女惊火归于摩洛，也不可亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。在。
And you should not let any of your descendants.Pass through the fair to Molech. Nor shall you profane the sin of your God. I am the Lord.
神在以色带以色列人进迦南地之前，多次的警告他们。
The Lord led Israelites to Canaan and warned them many times.
不可以效法迦南地的那些外邦人。
Never mimic to the Canaan's.People.
拜这个假神偶像摩洛
and worship the fake god.
那迦南人他们做一件非常邪恶的事情。
Yeah, so never learn from them.
这是这个摩洛的偶像，青铜的，里面是空的，烧的红红的，用火烧的铜红的。
Yeah, this is like idols. It's made from wood.
然后把自己新生的婴儿放到那个摩洛神的手上去，活活烫死。
Yeah, they put the newborn baby into the vessel and the burned.
Baby 是最无辜、最可怜、最不能够保护自己的人生命。
The baby most arrogant and protect no ability to protect themselves.
每一条生命都宝贵。
Every life is treasure.
不以在妈妈肚子里面和肚子外面为区别。
Not only no matter is within or out of the womb of the mother.
我们要想一想，在当代的社会当中，为什么这种堕胎杀婴的事情越演越烈，而且是被合法化的
？And we have to think of why in the modern society the abortion, the killing of a baby become more serious and more and legal.
什么是当代的摩洛偶像
？So what is the modern society's idols？
所谓的女权主义、个人主义、世俗主义、性解放运动、享乐主义等等，这些甚嚣尘上。
So-called the women's rights, individualism, secularism, sexual liberty, liberation, and methodism.
这个 my body, my choice 这句话就是典型的一个谎言。我们再说，那不是你的，那是另外一条生命。
Yeah, that's right. There are own lies.
当然，我们晓得。
And we know.
具体到每一个。家庭聚在每一个人身上，可能它有不同的原因。
To the individual, each individual family, each individual home.
甚至有人有他自己的这样的难处或者那样的难处。
Everybody has such a difficulty and that not easy.
我在以前牧会的过程当中，也有弟兄姊妹来跟我们讲，他们曾经有做过这样的事情，是什么样的原因，我们都听到心里去。
Yeah, during my service for many years, I had the members have in the family such an experience.
但是同时，弟兄姊妹们，我们讲看这个社会的这个大环境
，the big environment of this big society
是一个拒绝神、抵挡神的这样的一个环境。
It's against Lord. It's a betray of the Lord.
是一个恶者掌权的世界。
是 evil controlled world.
我刚来美国的时候，在教会的这个主日崇拜当中，那时候在宾州州立大学 Penn State 那个地方，要建一个堕胎诊所。
So in my early days in the United States, was in a university park of Penn State. So nearby they were building abortion clinic.
那当时在教会的主日崇拜当中，弟兄姊妹们就为这个堕胎的诊所流泪来祷告，然后很多的教会联合上街去游行抗议。当时我刚来美国，很不理解。
So I did not understand why during the Sunday service, the brothers and sisters and they pray in tears and they went to street for strike. I didn't understand why that.
我说这什么？这在我们中国，这不就是人工流产吗？这太普通了。
It's normal for me at that time.
但是后来我明白了。
And then I realized the truth.
而今天现在我们中国已经尝到了恶果，四十年计划生育政策3.3亿次的堕胎手术啊。
So in China, yeah, there has been 330 million different.surgery or abortion along the history of 40 years.
大家看今天中国社会这个恶果。
Look at the bad result.
人口是断崖式的下跌。
It's population is cleave.
男女的比例严重的失调。
The men and women are imbalanced the number.
中国发展前景堪忧，严重的老龄化的社会，加速进入老龄化社会。
Very, very serious aging in the whole society.
甚至几乎 都无法可持续发展。
Even it blocked the sustained development.
为什么有人说基督徒总是揪住堕胎不放？
So the Christian is a spiritual warrior.
我们的回答很清楚，因为这是一场属灵的征战。
So we do not compromise with this word of free flows.
这是关乎生命的，而且是那些最弱小、最无辜、无法保护自己的生命。我们再说。
It is about life. The most innocent, the most weak, no protection of themselves, is baby life.
而且和那些主流媒体所宣传的不一样，实际上在美国近年堕胎的数量是在下降，现在已经在美国已经低于100万了。
So the mainstream media propagation is different. Actually, this is a downturn for the abortion.
包括中国现在取消计划生育政策以后，现在政府这个宣传也是说不要人工流产，人工流产。以前不说这些话的。
The Chinese government changed their tune in a different. Because they encourage the birth of the third baby, so they encourage and explain that it is good, it's nice to have more baby.
但是每一年现在全世界还有7300万次堕胎。
But still, around the world, more than 4.8 million deaths since beginning.
和新冠肺炎比起来。几乎差不多两年的时间，是全世界是480万。
If you compare to the COVID, it is estimated 4.8 million deaths since the beginning of the COVID.
但这480万的数字有很多的争议。
There's a debate about the number.
但是全世界每年7300万的堕胎，却是一例一例一例一例的。
Around the world, 73 million abortion. That is one individual. It's a solid number.
两个数字都不小。我不是说新冠肺炎死去的那些人就不重要，但是比起来，我们看到有更多、更多、更多的人无辜的生命因为堕胎被残忍的杀害，可是我们不重视。
I don't mean that the COVID death is not pitiful.But if you look at the abortion, this is really innocent life just lost.
有人会问，那么特殊的情形呢
？And people may ask, are there any special cases?
首先，我们要做一个回答。往往的所谓极端的例子，常常是不好的例子。
I have to answer that normally the extreme cases often times the bad cases, bad examples.
最近法官的那个判决也是用这样的一个所谓极端的例子为借口。
Recently we have data that one person.
今天我们没有时间去展开回答这个问题，但是我告诉大家一个数字，其实每一年只有1%的堕胎是因为强暴，而只有0.5%的堕胎是因为乱伦，绝大部分都不是这个原因。
Yeah, I don't have enough time to tell details today, but I will show you that maximum 1% of women obtained abortion because they became pregnant through rape, and less than 0.5% because of incest.
那么我们如何帮助想要堕胎的妇女或者夫妻
？How to help them, the abortion women?
首先，第一个最重要的，为他们祷告，和他们一起祷告。
Yeah, the most important prayer, pray with them.
第二，我们真心的去关怀。
We care.
第三点，有专门基督徒的帮助的中心。
Yeah, we bring them to the Christian pregnancy center.
你知道很多这个基督徒的这个堕胎中心 ，Christian crisis pregnancy center， 他们专门是追着那个堕胎诊所去开，就有一个开在他的路口。
Yeah, they work very hard at to prevent this abortion.
提供各方面的实际的帮助。
They provide all kind of help.
其中有一点特别特别有效。
One of them is very effective.
以前我在 Rochester 我们教会有一位姐妹，就在我们当地基督徒的 Crisis Pregnancy Center 在那边工作。
Yeah, I have a friend who work in a local Christian pregnancy center.
他说那些考虑堕胎的妈妈来到我们这里，我们只要给她照一个超声波，她看到超声波里面自己的 baby， 超过 96% 都选择不堕胎的。
So the, all the moms who receive the ultrasound test they refuse to have abortion anymore.
甚至现在有那个 3D 彩色的微妙微笑的那个超声波，能够让你看到你腹中的 baby。
Yeah, once you see the ultrasound baby within with the color the 3D image.
第五点，通过信仰。
The number five through faith.
信主的基督徒跟他分享这些圣经的经文、主的教导。
To share the verses of a Bible and our faith.
而且甚至在这一点上，我们基督教和一些其他的宗教有相通的地方。如果它是一个别的宗教，很多的宗教他们也是反对堕胎的。
Yeah, our faith is very similar in other with other religions. So they all disagree with the abortion.
以前原来我在巴西的时候，我们的邻居有一家是摩门教徒。我们在其他方面的当然是跟他不一样的，但是在反对堕胎这件事情上，我们有共同语言。
Yeah, in Rochester, I have experience. You know, we have a lot of disagreements with other religions, but in the fight against the abortion, we are the same.
第六点，通过见证。
Testimony.
很多活生生的见证。
There are so lively, active testimonies from among us.
第七点。
Number three. Number seven.
提供实际的帮助。
To provide the practical support.
很多的那些少女怀孕。
A lot of youth.
我们不单是跟她说不要堕胎，要提供她需要 diaper 啊，需要奶粉，需要婴儿车，需要各种各样的关怀和支持。
Yeah, provide them with the materials, the diaper, the milk, and everything else.
还有很多的基督徒，他们自己没有孩子，或者即使是自己有孩子，愿意去领养。
And a lot of Christians, regardless they have their own children or not, they are willing to adopt.
实际上，今天在美国的政府也有很多这些能够得到帮助的渠道，但是很多人不知道，我们可以提供。
There are a lot of government resources from the government agencies to provide the support.
最好的办法。我们要通过教会的宣扬，建立弘扬维护生命神圣性的文化。
The best approach is through our church to build up the pro-life culture.
我们要教导年轻人婚前守贞。
And we teach our children, our youth, how important it is to keep a chastity in absence only sex education.
我们要学会分辨并远离世俗的诱惑与影响。
And we learn how to discern and resist the secular temptation.
最好的办法是防患于未然。
And lastly, we prevent before it starts.
这些孩子、年轻人是神国的未来，是神国的希望，也是维护生命运动未来的生力军。
So those children, so, you know, they are pro-life supporters. So, it's God-driven.
下面给大家看看这个video。对
so, it's a video.
能够看到吧，mouse 移过去，对对对，我先给大家介绍这一位医生叫 Dr. Levitino， 他是算跟我有点老乡，以前在纽约上州州府 Albany 本地的人士 ，Albany Med 毕业，他是一个堕胎的医生，赚了很多的钱，1200次堕胎。
He is yeah, This doctor used to be an abortion doctor and experienced the surgery, abortion surgery of
1200.
If you select such a person, it's hopeless.
但是后来他悔改了。
But he come back.
完全不再做任何的堕胎手术，而且成为一个坚定的维护生命的人。
And now he is a very firm protector of life.
我还在神学院读书的时候，他就曾经到我们神学院来做个见证和分享。
He would testify in our seminary about his experience.
他原来去的是一个很 liberal 的一个，也是所谓的基督教教会，也有基督教是支持堕胎的呀，这样子。
Yeah, he used to have so-called experience of the Christianity and the church.
那然后他真正的悔改以后，离开了那个那个不信派的那个教会，然后到我们本地一个，我知道那个教会，那个教会的牧师我也认得，到那个教会成为会员。
Yeah, he repented and show his experience in a testimony around the church.
我来给大家看他的这个，这是他在美国国会的见证。
Yeah, this is testimony in.
First witness is Dr. Anthony Levitino. Dr. Levitino is a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist. Over the course of his career, Dr. practiced obstetrics and gynecology in both private and university settings, including as an associate professor of OB/GYN.At the Albany Medical College. And Dr. Levitino, we'll begin with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the committee. I only have 5 minutes, so I'm going to get right to it. Second trimester D&E abortions perform between roughly 14 and 24 weeks of gestation. Your patient today is 17 years old. She's 22 weeks pregnant. Her baby is the length of your hand plus a couple of inches.And she's been feeling her baby kick for the last several weeks. And she's asleep on an operating room table. You walk into that operating room scrubbed and gowned, and after removing laminaria, you introduce a suction catheter into the uterus. This is a 14 French suction catheter. If she were 12 weeks pregnant or less, basically the width of your hand or smaller, you could basically do the entire procedure with this. But babies this big don't fit through catheters this size.After suctioning the amniotic fluid out from around the baby, you introduce an instrument called the Sofer clamp. It's about 13 inches long. It's made of stainless steel. The business end of this clamp is about 2.5 inches long and a half inch wide. There are rows of sharp teeth. This is a grasping instrument. When it gets a hold of something, it does not let go. A D&E procedure is a blind abortion, so picture yourself introducing this and grabbing anything you can blindly and pull, and I do mean hard,And out pops a leg about that big, which you put down on the table next to you. Reach in again, pull out an arm about the same length, which you put down on the table next to you. And use this instrument again and again to tear out the spine, the intestines, the heart and lungs. Head in the baby that size is about the size of a large plum. Can't see it, but you've pretty good idea you've got it if you've got your instrument around something and your fingers are spread about as far as they go.You know you did it right if you crush down on the instrument and white material runs out of the cervix. That was the baby's brains. Then you could pull out skull pieces. And you have a day like I had a lot of times. Sometimes a little face comes back and stares back at you. Congratulations. You just successfully performed a second trimester D&E abortion. You just affirmed her right to choose.
Why did you end your practice of doing abortions?
I did over 1,200 abortions over a four-year period in private practice, not counting the ones that I did during my training.I met my wife during my first year of training at Albany Medical Center. We got married about a year later and found that we had an infertility problem. After years of failed infertility treatment and several years trying to adopt a child, we were blessed with adopting a little girl that we named Heather in August of 1978. As sometimes happens in those situations, my wife got pregnant the very next month, and we had two children 10 months apart. 2 months short of my daughter Heather's sixth birthday, she was killed in an auto accident and literally died in her arms in the back of an ambulance. Anyone who has children might think they have some idea of what that feels like, but unless you've been through it yourself, you have no idea whatsoever. I know people find it hard to believe, but what do you do after disaster? You bury your child and then you go back to your life.And I don't remember exactly how long it was after my daughter died that I showed up at Albany Medical Center OR number 9 to perform my first second trimester D&E abortion. I wasn't thinking of it as anything special. This was routine to me. But I reached in, literally pulled out an arm or leg, and got sick. You know, earlier on I described stacking up body parts on the side of the table. It's not to, you know, gross people out, to use a simple term. When you do an abortion, you need to keep inventory. You have to make sure you get two arms and two legs and all the pieces. If you don't, your patient's going to come back infected, bleeding, or dead. So I soldiered on and finished that abortion. And I know it sounds, as I said, hard for people to believe, but I'm telling you straight up my experience. You know, after over 1,200 abortions, first and second trimester, up to 24 weeks, and all the rest of it, and being very dedicated to it, for the first time in my life, I really looked at that pile of body parts on the side of the table. And I didn't see her wonderful right to choose, and I didn't see all the money I just made. All I could see was somebody's son or daughter. And I stopped doing late-term abortions after that, and several months later stopped doing all abortions.
Father,
我们的生命活在世上不枉然。
Our life in the world is not in vain.
让每一条的生命都不枉然。
And life from you are not in vain.
让我们所做的一切是坐在主的心意里面。
Everything we do is in your heart.
我们坚定地依靠主。
We firmly rely on you.
您在我们的生命当中真正的居首位。
In our life, you truly stand steady with us.
在今天的世界当中, 我们太多的偏行歧路。
In the nowadays, we have so many misery from your role.
我们太多的时候我们自己有选择的权利。
Many times we do not have the right to choose.
实际上我们选择的是得罪神，远离神。
And we sometimes choose the way
disliked by you. If your
Holy Spirit to work with us in for us to repent.
回到主真光的引导之下,
repent to your way, your life.
为这个罪恶的世界来祷告,
and pray for this world, for this society.
也为我们自己的生命来祷告,
we pray for our whole our own life.
让我们这一次 来宣告，来确信， 我们是属于主， 为主而活。
We claim, we exclaim again, we belong to you, we belong to the Lord, we belong to Almighty.
让我们的教会不但靠主建造， 也被主建造。
Which our church is built and built by you.
在弯曲背谬的时代当中， 做主你自己真理的亮光。
You know, in this curved and evil time is our stand firm.
引导在黑暗当中失丧的人归向你。
In the darkness we share your light.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.